Blog Talk Radio.
From 5 to 7, it's about to go down. We're with DJ Sun in the Hilltop Crew tonight. He's playing new music, and you can't stop moving. So let the music take control.
DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixers.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean. On the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is? Hilltop Mother. Shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh. Well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio.
You guys already know what it is. It is Monday. It's the Traffic Jam. DJ Sean and Doc Honeycutt's in the house. What's up, Doc? How you feeling today?
What's
on this rainy North Cackalacky day?
Oh my God. I'm ready for tomorrow though. Today is good. We've seen it. Thank God. Made another day, but tomorrow's gonna be beautiful here, so I'm excited. It's gonna be like 70 degrees, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's supposed to be nice. Well, you know, I wear shorts year-round, so it ain't going to bother me or fade me, but you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Oh, yeah. Before we get into the show tonight, I just wanted to pass my condolences on to Faith Walker. We lost her. She had a long battle with cancer, and she passed away, I want to say, last week. She did come on Hilltop. We did showcase her music. It's been a minute. Her husband also came on our show as well, too. And yeah, from out of Canada. They were from out of Canada. So we lost her, and her husband, Eddie, he's really taking it. He's taking it hard, but you know, I told him that we're gonna be 9 o'clock show tonight. We're gonna pay tribute to her by playing, you know, one of her songs in the beginning of the show. So yeah, we, you know, just keep the Walker family and you guys' prayer. You know, we did lose a talented artist. Very talented artist. Yeah, she was a very talented artist, so we lost her, and we wanna welcome I guess she's 110%. I hope she's not falling off any bids and shit anymore for the rest of the week or the rest of the year.
I'm hanging on. I'm hanging on tight. Hi, everybody.
So, so I don't see. This is here's the dilemma that we have, Robin. You're always talking about jumping out of cakes. Was it that you jumped out of the cake wrong, or you actually fell off the bed? What is it?
It was the cake. I jumped up, jumping out of some cake I ain't had no business jumping out of, and I slipped and fell, and I couldn't get up. That's what had happened. I was over there with Craig and Boo Boo and them down the street when I should have been home. You know they gave that stay-at-home order, right? So
you got bored.
I got bored,
so I went on out. You know.
Oh yeah. I just you know, again, you guys, welcome to the traffic jam. You know, we're in you know, in another week we'll be in February. February's right around the corner, and the goddamn Valentine's Day. We're gonna be playing what's his name? Bobby Womack. If you think you're lonely now, wait until February the 14th.
Wait until February 13th when everybody breaks up, so they ain't got to get you no present.
That's right. And then I'll holler back
now,
at you.
Wait until Valentine's Day Eve.
That's right. Well, right now, we are the traffic jam. We got the one and only Doc Honeycutt, Robin Lynn, Maven Vaz, Live Radio, Seattle, Washington, and our special guest tonight. I know she's going to have fun with us. She did last time when she was on here. One of the hottest talented artist duos out of the DMV. You heard her, y'all. Right. Summer Dennis. Summer Dennis, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hi,
welcome
Summer.
Back.
Hey,
Summer.
Hey.
Hey. Hi.
What's going on, Miss Dennis? Oh, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I've got Bill here.
Hey, what's up?
Remember, you guys wanted Bill to be here now.
Yeah. That's it. We had to get the brains behind the train, Summer. So you know what I mean. Ain't no disrespect to you. We just wanted to hear from the mastermind.
Please don't say things that's gonna get me in trouble after you go.
All right.
It can't be your business.
Right.
You'll be all right.
Well, Bill. Bill, Happy New Year's to you as well, man. We're very grateful and humbled that you were able to be on with us today here on the Traffic Jam with the one and only Summer Dennis. Man, let's get right into it, man. How is it working with Summer Dennis, man?
Summer Dennis is really capable. You know, the thing about working with her is that she wants things perfect. She wants things to be absolutely that's going to push her out, and you know she's on a climb now, and it's so much so important that opportunities like the one that you've given us to speak tonight are very important to her. But working with someone, Dennis, you got to be right. Because if you're not right, she will tell you right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
laughing. She look, she'll tell you right away.
Yeah, she look like she don't take no shit either. So yeah, I already know.
Right.
So Bill, you know, we're gonna get back with her. Tell us a little bit about your background. You've been in the music business for a minute, man. It's a lot of talent coming out of that DMV area, man. Tell us a little bit about you, man.
Well, you know, I was a trained musician for a while, and then I kind of went in, took a hiatus for a couple of years and started a business, and the business turned out to actually work pretty well. So when I came back to music, I was in a little better position than I was before.
A little.
which was good. That was kind of the plan. You know, it's funny how these things happen. The plans don't always work the way that you think they will, but they work out the way they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming back, I was looking for an opportunity to push out some original music. And, mm-hmm. you know, you all being in this business, you know that there's a lot of people who talk about doing things like that, but to really get into it, you got to have somebody who really has the capacity to get to be somewhere else. And that's what Summer really brought. And when we met, she was coming back into singing. I was running a band. She came into the band. And between us, we kind of got to the point where the band was, it's like you're in the boat and you're the only ones rowing, and everybody else says that they're, you know, helping you.
Yeah, it's like the cruise ship is going, and we've got like the oars, and everybody's like in the lounge chair, like drinking Bill's liquor, and saying we're doing a great job. Like,
oh wow,
right.
She's funny.
Well, Summer had some songs, and I had some songs, and we started about 3 years ago.
Yeah, three years ago.
And we put out the first joint, which was called Faith and Proof, and then we put out the second joint, which was called Second Summer. And then something's got to change, and I think you all heard some cuts, and now we're planning something else coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, Summer Dennis, you don't stop
with
Summer
Dennis.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask one more question, then I'm gonna turn it over to the ladies. How is the atmosphere in the DC, well, in the DMV area, man? Because it seems like it's a lot of bands, it's a lot of groups, it's a lot of acts, man. How do you guys get you guys to shine on, you know, competing with, well, I don't want to say competing, but trying to share the same stage with everybody else? How's that going for you guys?
Well,
I mean, of course you can't do shit right now because of the coronavirus, but you know, before then, yeah.
Before then, yeah.
Well, actually, DJ, I was gonna say that in some ways that was kind of it was kind of a reverse blessing. And, you know, the coronavirus is a terrible thing. You know, it's taken away a lot of us, taken away a lot of people, making a lot of people sick. But because of the fact that it kind of took away the live venues, and I'm not really happy about that because there's a lot of people rely on those. You know, a lot of people make their money that way. A lot of people work that way, and take something out like that unexpectedly, it's kind of traumatizing for people. But at the same time, it allowed us to hone up our digital skills and to learn how to put things out and to reach people in a way that was, we knew they were at home. So we did more performances that way. We did more releases that way. We made a pretty aggressive release schedule. We had a studio that we could get into with a very professional engineer. And so in a way, it allowed us to revise what we were doing and prepare for when things get back to whatever kind of normal we get back to. I don't know what kind that's going to be, DJ, but I can tell you where our preparation is to take advantage of that because, you know, we want to be here and we want people to hear what we got to offer. We think we got a good product. We want people to hear it. So we'll do it digitally while we can, and then we'll do it live when we can't do that anymore or both ways or – Well, it's Summer Dennis, so I'm sure we'll be doing both ways.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of energy.
Yeah, she do what she do. Got a lot of energy.
Bill is being, like, super-duper modest, like, because he was like, oh, my business did great. Like, he's very, very, very successful at what he does. So having that business knowledge and having him as a mentor, even in another industry, he's taking that business knowledge and applying it to what we're doing here. And I mean, it's a big part of my growth, like the strategies and everything. You know, being successful on a business level is something that you can implement in all kinds of crafts and trades. So he's being very modest right now.
Oh, wow.
But I'm a learning individual over here. you gotta acknowledge in life, you know, what you know and what you don't know, and don't be ashamed to say you don't know something if you don't.
Which is really impressive to me about Bill, because I mean, he's been in Forbes, so I'm like, I'm sitting next to this Forbes guy, like being so nice to everybody. Like Bill is always telling me how to be nicer to people, and he's always like, this is how you carry yourself in these environments with grace, and really, he should be shitting on everybody. So.
Oh, wow.
It's really good to be able to have somebody to work with that has the wealth of knowledge that he has. So,
DJ, you learn from everybody, everything in life. That's life. You learn the things that life presents you with, you need to learn from them, or else you got to do them again.
Right, exactly. Well, at this time, I want to turn the show over to the lovely Robin Lynn Maven. She's kind of like on the injury reserve list because she jumped out of a cake and hurt herself up pretty bad. And then we got the one and only Doc Honeycutt. You guys, go ahead, take it away.
We heard that you opened up this year.
Robin be jumping out of cakes, and you know what I mean? She just don't be paying attention.
The boogie. Y'all don't know nothing about that, but I up jumped the boogie. Yes, I did.
So real quick, I'm sorry, Summer and Bill, alone in DC alone, I just looked. It's 103 total bands that have came out of DC alone, not the DMV, but DC. So that's a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Wow. So over here,
it's really, you know, this area, when you go party, you go to live music. So whether it's go-go music, which like super popular here, or we really just, I mean, people love hits, you know, top 40 from 70s, 80s, 90s, all the way up. When people go out in DC, they want to hear that live, and they love it, whether it's go-go or regular. And when I say regular, it's really the top 40 over the years. So that many bands is not a surprise to me, because here everybody's in a band.
Right.
A lot of musicians are in like 5 to 10 bands. You know, they're doing church services. Tons of musicians here do like 3 to 6 church services a Sunday. So music before COVID was like definitely pretty lucrative in the area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Dynamics. Okay. Superiors, they're coming on our show. The Chores 4 out of DC is coming on our show. It's like we've had Trouble Funk on the show. I mean, like Ray Goodman and Brown, Peaches and Herb, you know, it's like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So stay tuned, stay put. Now, over here in the other Washington, we've had some greats come out of here, from Quincy Jones to Ray Charles and what's another boy's name, that rapper? The Posse's on Broadway, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Oh, how could I forget?
Yeah,
anyway. Anyway, have you ever had occasion to work on the West Coast or with anyone on the West Coast?
We're waiting for your invite, DJ.
Well, come on down. I'm going to send y'all a sticker.
We do love it. honestly, you know what's crazy? Because LA is where, like, the Hollywood stuff is going on. Like, we did have a few people reach out right when COVID started, and now it's just, like, everybody's just like, what do we do? So we're all kind of, like, waiting for outside to open up again.
Yeah. So, you know what? But I want to encourage you, because you don't really have to wait for things to open up. You can shift to the digital, like the Hilltop Radio Show has opportunities, and they're coming with TV. So you could shift to digital, and you could do your shows online, and sell tickets online, and more people could even attend that way. So if you just kind of adjust your thinking a little bit, we can help you with all that too.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
we love help. So, you know, we are actually, let's talk about that, the pivot that we're doing. So
okay,
over pandemic, right when everything shut down, I was like, we have to still perform, because I was in here going crazy. Like, it was really first,
yeah,
like, I was just going crazy because I was stuck in the house. So I'm like, we have to do a gig. Where do we do a gig? And then we're like, oh, let's just record it and post on YouTube. So we've had, like,
yes,
four different live shows, live streams that we've, like, done. And our next one that we're planning is going to be with our latest material. And I'm just really pumped and excited for that. But typically how we release,
yes,
it, we just post it to YouTube. So, I mean, we're definitely open to hearing more about the opportunities with that. Because, I mean, we posted our last one, and we had 60,000 viewers, which was a huge,
yeah,
jump.
Yeah, so I'm going to – that's excellent. So what I'll do is I will give you the information so that you guys – can monetize all that. That's what you,
yay,
want to do. Okay.
Yay.
Yeah. Very good. Make sure that you get my phone number from Mr. Sean. Yeah, and then we will go to work. Okay.
Yeah, because the thing is, this next one is so funny. My videographer, I was telling him, I want to be up high, kind of like floating. I don't know how we're going to do this. And he was like, oh, I got a few crackheads that can hammer some wood together. And I was like, oh, man, I have to, like, find some stage stuff. Like, I have to do a stage,
yep,
wrestle. He was like, oh, we got some wood in the backyard. We can just slide him a 50 and a six-pack. We'll be good. I was like, ow!
So watch this. Watch this. When they first did radio, they used to do live radio. They would be broadcasting it over the air, but they would be on a stage, fully dressed in costume, acting it,
wow,
out with an audience and an orchestra and all of that. And then when that all went away, they still did the sound effects live, and they did it from the back of the theater, right, which is, in today's time, our homes, our offices, our media rooms, right? And you can create props, and you can create illusions and things. You'd be surprised. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
go back.
You know, it's
go ahead.
It's very interesting because, you know, when everything was going normal, you know, I would just call whomever, but I started to, like, sew things that, like, I'm sewing, like, curtains to dresses, trying to make, like, a fabulous gown because all of the gown stores,
mm-hmm,
aren't open, or shipping is going to take a year and a half. So I've been over here, like,
mm-hmm,
a seamstress, a video producer. Now we're construction workers because we're going to be giving them details for,
yeah,
our smoothly boarded platform.
I love it.
See,
you're flexible. And you adapt. I love it. Go ahead.
I know Bill just standing there shaking his head.
Actually, DJ,
he probably likes to stay focused.
Bill wants to stand on, do I need a lawyer?
He always does that with us. Always. Like, I'm trying to think about float above the pretend audience. audience, and he's like, "Where's my lawyer?"
Oh, if anybody falls, responsible.
Okay.
You.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
you know, in situations like that, Bill, what you do is do what I do. I plead the 5th, the 25th, the 75th, and every 5th that I need to. Okay.
And a fifth of Jack as well too. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Doc Honeycutt. Any questions you want to ask these dynamic duo before we come into one of their songs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you all doing, Mr. Bill?
Doing good,
Summer.
Hi.
I'm doing amazing. Hey. So, Mr. Bill, my question for you is, how did it feel being in Forbes? And Miss Summer, Mr. Bill talked about how, like, you're a perfectionist. So what do you look for when you, you work with these people, the videographers, the producers? Like, you got to look for that certain something because, you can't work with everybody. So what are some of the things that you look for to, to make sure that everything is 100 for you?
Well, DJ, what I look for, and this is something that does come from my other avocations, is first thing is behavior, because people talk and say a lot of things, but what can they deliver? Because it's delivery. You listen to what people tell you, and you give people credence that they're professional, they're going to do what they say, but you watch their behaviors, you watch how they do things and how they respond to people and how they react, and then you mostly look for delivery. Are you getting what they told you they were going to deliver? And that makes for recurring relationships as opposed to one-time relationships, if you know what I mean.
And we don't like one-time relationships. What do you call it? We like to go with the people we were dating.
Dance with the ones that brung you.
Yeah.
I heard that said in a long time. Go ahead.
So we got these young people that we're working with, and it's been 3 years of, working with different people. But in the time of COVID, it becomes more intense because we have to do Zooms. Like, we can't interact. We have to wear a mask. So, like, typically the day that we're shooting something or the day where the moment of truth comes is, like, the first time we've seen this person in person. And it's very, like, Bill can tell you, he's saying that I'm this perfectionist because I'm always, like, this tornado of stress, like, there's strangers everywhere.
You don't want to be there on shoot day, I'm telling you now.
Oh,
I love her.
Just so when I come back home, I'm hanging out with y'all.
Bill likes Capital Grill a lot. We actually love them. And Ocean Prime, shout out. We love our restaurant. But what's very interesting in the business transaction lately, so I Zoom with the people, and I have a video director. Shout out to Cece at Tubasti. She is such a dope video director, and went to film school and everything. So she's been helping me with these people. But before that, I'm going to these little videographer dudes, and I'm like thinking, like, oh, you're a professional. Like, here's my idea. Let's do it. What do you need to know? They're like, nothing. I'm fine. Day of gets here, and it's just like, ah! Tammy set up this interview for us. She is a huge help to just keeping me sane,
Recurring relationship.
Yes, that is my boo. Like, we have like, together.
And the lady she mentioned, Cece, she's an Aries. You don't want to go against what you agreed to with her.
Aries, and so now that we're like surrounded by Aries people, like videographer is Aries. My braider is an Aries right now. My director is an Aries, and Bill is an Aries. So he's like, oh, everything's going perfect now. And what's funny is, it is so much better. Aries typically
Gemini, we are very active and creative, but we kind of need somebody to just point the energy in the right direction. So
that's it.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have the Gemini Aries connection going on. It definitely works for us.
CC has a real do this or go attitude.
Yes, she has.
Oh wow.
She's been like, just get out.
All right. This is the Traffic Jam, y'all, here on the Hilltop Radio Show with Robin Lynn Maven and Doc Honeycutt, and our special guest is a dynamic duo out of the DMV, Mr. Bill and Summer Dennis. We're getting ready to get into one of their songs called Ass Off the Wall. We'll be right back.
Woo!
Summer Dennis and Mr. Bill's in the house, y'all. Hey, we got a special guest on the line. He is from the DMV himself. I'm going to call him the mayor of D.C., the DMV. What up, Butcher Dale, man? Welcome to the show, man. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, man. What do you think about the song, man?
Yeah.
Ass Off the Wall, bro.
Sean, how are you? And who else is on? Robin Lynn on?
Robin Lynn's on.
All right. Hello,
yeah.
Robin. Yeah, let me tell you. I'm good.
I'm
the
home.
DMV.
I'm home, Mr.
Dale. Is that Doc?
That's Doc.
Doc,
Honeycutt, how are you?
I'm well. I'm at home.
Yes, good to hear your voice. Hey, Sean.
Radio.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, I hear the DMV is in the house. Yeah.
DMV is in the house, man.
You know, I'm out. I'm out in the street. I'm out in the street now. But you know, I had to call in for a minute when you told me the DMV was on. I was like, yeah, I heard that. When I heard those drums, I say, uh-oh, that sound like DC to me. Who's the guest on?
Go ahead and DC yourselves.
I know you've heard of Domo Lee, or you've heard of Weapons. He's playing the drums on that track. Very dope. Very, very dope.
Wow. Yeah, nice. Very nice. Yeah, when I heard that beat, I said, uh-oh, the DMV is in the house. Yeah, I had to call in when Sean told me that he had DC on. I was like, oh yeah, I got to call in for a minute at least. Yeah, it sounds great. I like it. Yeah, you know, I'm from DC, so you know, I love that groove.
Yeah, Bill, you might know Butch. Butch, you might know Bill. Bill, so what's your name? He's from the DMV too, Butch. Dale.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now who was playing the drums on there? That sounded like Mousy. You know Mousy from DC? Used to be with James Brown.
Hello? Media is at official_YML, but Dama's like one of those drummers that plays in every band here. Like, he is the sound of DC.
And then we had Pete Chet doing the rest.
Baby Boy Music. Yeah.
Great.
That was Bill on guitar, and Bill actually produced that song from a jam we did one time, just fooling around in the basement. We were just jamming, and I was like, can that be a song?
Yeah, nice.
Produced it, and we decided that it was a great time to drop it for the inauguration, you know, because it's time for us to get up. We got the monsters out, so now it's time to hold everybody accountable. That's why I was like, get your ass off the ball. Get up.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, very much. Yeah.
Get up.
All right. DMV.
I'm glad you like it. Bill, actually, all of the music you're going to hear, so we write the songs together, but as far as, like, the music, you know, all of the notes, most of the lyrics, because he comes to me with these lyrical ideas, and I'll kind of say, oh, well, a woman would be saying this in this situation, or if I was this person, this is how I would handle that. So we kind of tell the story together, but Bill is the reason why these songs are the way they are. I have never had a song produced all the way through until I started working with Bill. He's the only one that
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's nice. Very nice, yeah.
But don't think I don't get a lot of oversight on that, y'all. That's oversight in quotes.
Bill, where are you coming from? Bill, you here in D.C.?
What?
You're in D.C., right?
Live here now, yep.
Yeah, we're actually sitting in Beverly right now. So we're like 5 minutes from Northeast right now, yeah. How about you?
Oh, you in Northeast?
We're in Chevrolet. We're sitting in Chevrolet right now to do the interview. So we're 5 minutes from D.C. right now.
Let me tell you something. You're in Chevrolet. Guess where I'm at? I'm right here in Bladensburg. I'm right next to you. Okay, let me tell you. You're right up by PG Hospital. I'm right over the other side of PG Hospital. I'm right here at you.
Right.
I probably could walk to you right now. Ain't that something?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I'm right here in Bladensburg. Yeah. Wow.
All right, now.
Yeah, Sean, that's like next door, man. I'm right here. I mean,
I know where y'all are.
It's Bladensburg. Yeah, it's Bladensburg and it's Chevrolet. I'm right here. Yeah. Exactly.
Right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Yep.
Right.
Amazing.
Hop over to like Ocean Prime or something and get some Knob Creeks or get some Bakers on the Rocks. It's
chatted up. Yeah, great sound. I like it. Yeah. Hey, Doc, it's good to hear you back on the radio on Hilltop. Yeah, you know I missed you.
Talking to me?
Doc,
there she is.
Yes, I'm glad to be back. Of course.
Great, great. Yeah. Yeah, Sean, that's a great
King
sound, man. Yeah, yeah. That's a great sound, Sean. When I'm out in the street, man, I just wanted to call in and say hello to everybody. And I love the sound. And you all just keep doing what you're doing. Keep representing for the DMV, baby. And, Sean, great talking to you. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
That's right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, Butch.
Bye,
okay.
Amadeo.
All righty. Talk to you all later. Keep the good work on, man. Take care.
All right. All right, y'all. It's Butch Dale. DMV's own Butch Dale in the house with us. We call him Uncle Butch when he's here on the show. Yeah, Uncle Butch. Yeah. Go ahead back with you ladies. Go ahead, keep it rolling. You know, I'll jump in every now and then. This is the Traffic Jam here on Hilltop Radio Show. We got Mr. Bill and Summer Dennis here on the Traffic Jam. All right.
Hey, you guys can all follow me on social media at It's the Summer. That's for Instagram and Facebook. You can find me, and I want to just meet and talk to all of you. And also, we just got started on Clubhouse. So if you look for Summer Dennis on Clubhouse, you can find me there, too. Are you guys
okay
on Clubhouse?
Have you guys I'm not yet. I'm not on Apple yet.
I'm on Clubhouse. Okay, I have like 5 invites now, so if either of you guys want an invite and you have an Apple, just let me know because I've been saving them for special people, and you guys are definitely special.
Oh, okay.
So.
I want one. My daughter has an Apple phone, so there you go. I'll send you my little thingy so you can send the invite. Yay! Yeah. I'm about to be on Clubhouse.
You said Apple. I thought I had to go to the store and buy an Apple or something. I ain't know. Shit.
No, it's iOS.
I know. I'm just messing with y'all.
Everybody on Clubhouse is a millionaire. Like, every single room is like millionaire advice on how to succeed. There's no room to room, like, debunking all of it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I love her. And then she laughs.
Yeah. Laughitis. You know, I forgot, you know, shouts out to Tamara for, you know, that for putting this together again with you guys coming back with Bill. And yeah, because Bill, we said we wasn't doing no more Summer Dennis until you come back on.
I was catching the first interview, y'all. It sounded like y'all having a good time. I was like, hey, that went well. They were like, well, you have to come back. It wasn't even, did you want to come back? Well, no, you have to come back.
Yeah, Tammy was like, I must attend next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's gonna be your mama and your cousin too. Don't trip.
No, if we got Gail Dennis on here, my mom, we can bring Gail on here. She will have a whole party with y'all. My mom is actually a singer as well. But she leads praise team. I actually used to lead praise team too. I don't have a lot of time, but I got all the vocal chops from my mom. So I'm like, there's another one of me out there. Like this much energy, probably more.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow.
I know she keep you young and hard too, right, Bill?
I don't go around them when they're together.
It's
too much.
You know, it's like twin tornadoes. You just want to be careful.
You're spontaneously combust. You better watch out.
All right, you guys. We got Summer Dennis and Mr. Bill on Traffic Jam with us. We get right going to another song that was sent to us earlier today. This is Summer Dennis, Morning. We'll be right back on the Traffic Jam.
Thank you. together, drifting towards the light, 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 light. And the ones that left to say the music goes on. I smile, I'm grateful, alone with have your soul. And then the morning
tape everything up. Yeah, so it won't shatter.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah.
I love that song, man.
Bill
wow.
wrote that one very specifically to highlight my vocal strength. So I really love that song too. And actually, I really love, like, it's funny, we were in the studio and that part at the end before it starts building up, I was like, Bill, I need guitars. And he was like, no, there don't need to be guitars there. And I was like, if you don't play the damn guitar, I would ask you guys what you thought about.
There you go with the oversight and management.
Yes, you're solo at the end. Like, Bill likes to act like, oh, there's too many guitars. They don't want to hear it. But like, no, it makes the really love the way it complements my voice. So that song in particular is a good example of how both of our instruments really work well together. I'm really glad you guys like it.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I'm going to play it again. Listen, this traffic jam, this is Morning, Summer Dennis. We know when we get good music, we play it back to back, and I love it.
Touching every
tired in the morning. The morning right here on the traffic jam. Encore, encore, encore. Summer Dennis.
Thank you.
Love that. Love that.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Rob. Oh, no problem. Robin, what do you think about it? Are you there?
I love that. The range and the power of her voice.
Oh, my.
Yes. Okay. She's like a black Barbara Streisand. Okay. And a black Beyonce.
Oh, wow. Well, she did say she would love to open up for Beyonce one time in life. Yeah, I remember that from the last interview.
Let me tell you something. I'm not taking nothing away from Beyonce, but Summer Dennis is in a class of her own. And I don't... comparable or equal to... I just... apples and oranges. I love me some Summer Dennis. Okay? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know, Doc, you're on the road. If you could say something, you can. If not, we understand. And then you're traveling right now. I'm a big, huge fan. That song right there should be top 40. It should be on everybody's radio. Not only in the DMV, but all over the world. That's a powerful song. That's a song, again, that needs to be on radio. And we're going to make sure that we get it pushed to get it on radio for Summer Dennis.
Okay.
Right. And I wanted to add, DJ, that it has that, like, old school, new school feel. Like, it's got, it gives you both.
Mm-hmm.
To me, like, I hear both in there.
Yeah.
So, it's
amazing. Yeah. That's right. Guys, better wake y'all ass up. Summer Dennis.
We are trying to basically make a bridge between, you know, the past and present, because a lot of the quality in music from the past is really still it's still valid today. It still sounds great and people still love it. So I mean, you know, my dad's a boomer and he loves Earth, Wind and Fire. So I grew up hearing Earth, Wind and Fire, and then my mom loved Prince. You know, my mom loved Michael Jackson. So my mom is more of she's like an 80s person and my dad's like a 70s person. So when I met Bill, he was gigging a lot of top 40 from a bunch of decades, and we both were like, oh my God, we love Prince. Oh my God. Well, I'm really into Earth, Wind & Fire. You kind of like Earth, Wind & Fire, right? He has respect for Earth, Wind & Fire. So it's like I already vocally pull from so many things from the past, because, I mean, when you're a deacon's daughter, you're not allowed to listen to rap music, so...
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, that's, kind right. where, that's kind of where I am naturally. So, I mean, we use that. And it's just, you know, go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that we try to think about what people are listening to and bring how we would present that to them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing, is to bring something different, but not so different that people, you know, don't even want to hear it. You know, it's you have to be kind of attuned, because, you know, life is about growth. You got to grow. And you can hear in what's happening in music, there's a lot of growth, but there's always that old school coming back, that sample that comes in that people are like, oh, you know. So you got to learn how to be open to things and try them out and to not just cut things. So I think people get comfortable with certain things and then they don't want to grow, but you got to grow. Life is about growth.
Art,
music is all about growth.
That's how, like some of these artists, they're settled. If they just get, you know, one little whatever it is, they're cool with that instead of growing with the times. You know what I'm saying? And that sometimes that irritates someone like us, as you know, DJs and radio hosts, and we're trying to bring music to, you know, people around the world, you know, which we do. But then when you have a talented artist and you tell them, hey, you're very talented, let's hear something else, but they ain't got nothing else. They just try to rely on one song and think that one song is going to make it. I mean, some it does, but other nowadays they want to hear, okay, what else you got? Okay, what else you got?
And you know, and DJ, we found that out when we did our very first project. You know, we were so ecstatic and like, oh, we got that done. Listen to these songs, and then people were like, oh, that's okay. You know, what else? And then just like you said, what else you got? So then we went on to the second album, and we tried to learn from the reception of the first what we could do, and the second showed a lot of growth, and then the third showed growth from that, because every time we looked at what the responses were and what we could learn to do better and then try to improve ourselves. And I think that's what all artists should do. I think if you're bringing a product and you want to sell that, that's one thing. If you bring in art, your art should evolve and grow with you. And it should grow with your audience, and you should put it out there as it comes through. So that's what we're trying to do, trying to be, you know, true to that.
Wow. All right. Robin?
You're doing a good job being true to that, too. Y'all is real good. I just love the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. It's always to work with somebody who's not stagnant. Like, you know, people, it's like I walk in the room and they're like, oh, a 12-year-old. And then Bill walks in and they're like, oh, her dad's here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not 12 and he's not my dad. And, you know, people have this perception, like when they work with us, it's going to have to be a certain way or something based off of both of our visual. But both of us are people that we just want to continue to learn and grow. And that is something so unique about, especially about Bill, because he could just take naps if he wanted to all the time. Like, he doesn't have to do this. I do. Like, I need a career. But he could just take naps. And what's very motivating to me is seeing somebody who is able to do nothing, do so much, mm-hmm. and be relevant to, you know, my really age groups younger than even me. Like, it's the effort to still be relevant. That is so important to me, and it really keeps me trying to prevent myself, too.
That's the 360 deal. That is the 360 deal, the true 360. Okay, not where you sign your life away and then you never get the money that you make off of your own work. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the commitment to continue to grow and do everything you can. Like, for instance, the clubhouse thing. I really don't like sitting around doing mindless discussions, but you know, I got on there with a comedian, his name is Lawrence Owens, and we decided to do a relationship talk, and so many people left Clubhouse conversation about my bad relationship and went and listened to the music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, relationship talk is like everybody's favorite thing, so
it's
like
it is.
Complaining about men actually draws people to our music somehow. So that's another thing. I've just been stretching myself into these different, you know, these different apps and these different networking things. It's really, really a lot, but it's beneficial, you know.
But I also wanted to thank you all for giving us the opportunity to speak, because one thing that is important when people are trying to get up, you know, you got to believe in yourself. And when you're starting out, a lot of people don't believe in you. If you don't believe in yourself, you know, it's very hard to keep going. And if you keep going, when people like you all say, hey, you know, here's an opportunity for some exposure, you know, it's very beneficial. It's very beneficial and helpful. And y'all don't have to do that. You could do that with anybody, because you got a very popular station. A lot of people know about it. A lot of people listening to you. So we appreciate that, because you know, we believe in ourselves and we believe we're going to do something. But, you know, when other people give us the opportunity to show our work and what we've done, it means a lot. It means a lot. And that shouldn't go without being acknowledged. So thank you.
Well, we, you know, without guests such as yourselves, you know, entertainers and positive entertainers and humbling entertainers, it keeps our job overwhelming and giving the listeners mm-hmm. what they want with talent. You know what I mean? You can we've been in the business long enough to know, wow, we got to bring them back, or we need to as soon as they get new music, we got to have them back. And you know, that's what we do. And then bringing back, you know, the old school acts from back in the day as well. You should see, you know, they even are more happy just to know that, wow, we do have some people that still care about us. You know what I'm saying? So without mm-hmm. you guys, we exactly. wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, two thumbs up to you guys for doing what you're doing. Also doing it in the DMV where it's just busy, busy, busy. With, you know, groups and individuals and old school acts as well as too. But I was just here thinking, I said, like, damn, if I had a club in the DMV, I said, I would hire you guys every night. Just
yeah.
atmosphere. Yeah.
Yep.
I would hire you guys every night.
And you know what? I would hire you guys without even hearing your music or seeing, just from talking to you, because your attitude is so open and honest and humble and right off the bat. And I would take you every time. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even need nobody else on the team.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot. And that comes, you know, I've got very good parenting, but also Bill has, like, really helped me to get myself together.
I love that laugh.
Screaming and crying, people might like you.
I've always been real rough around the edges. That's why I'm still jumping out of cakes at 58 years old.
Bill, you were saying something about the check engine light.
Summer has been trained as a tech writer, and she's very smart and articulate. And a lot of times when we're in meetings and she's talking, you know, we have a thing where we talk about it. She's going and starting to go down, you know, what we might call a little bit of a rat hole. You know, she'll feel a little kick on her foot. You know, I haven't just yet.
It's more of like a stomp with his size 14. What shoes are these? They'll be having the best shoes ever. Like, the shoes are just so heavy. And we're at the table, and I'm just like, wait, what was that you said about blah, blah, blah? And he's like, bump. And I'm like,
yes. You getting the shit kicked out of you.
Hey, Bill, where can the audience find you at on social media? How can they be a part of your world?
Oh, it's Summer Dennis. You know, we do everything through Summer Dennis. I direct everything that way. So I direct everything.
Okay.
Yeah, people like comment to Bill on my page. He's getting into the social media
thing, but he's
gonna make his splash.
Trying very hard to be, you know, the force in the background.
Yeah, I get that. Good, nice try.
No, you must attend.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you must just like you got some in here. Just watch this. She can't come back unless you come back. So unless you get some social media, that's how that's going to turn out too.
Y'all,
watch.
Y'all definitely did that.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. This is so cool.
It's really just nice to talk to music lovers too. I think that's like something, I think people are starting to notice, like, hey, especially being, you know, quarantined and all, I think everybody started to be like, man, I really miss music. So it's so nice to have a highlight on us, because it's incredibly difficult to push music that comes from days. So I appreciate you guys noticing the value in our artwork too.
Well, I noticed the workmanship and the artmanship. Music is a fine art. It's so fine that society has placed such a high value on it that it will pay 70 years after you die, right? So in today's time, you get, I don't even know, you get noise and sound that's being accepted as music, for one thing. And then you get so many people that because they can do things digitally now and self distribute and self publish, you get a lot of people that are in it for not for the love of the music and not for the art. The art is like removed out of it, and I love it about you because you're an artist. Pure and first and foremost, you know, and so I thank you for upholding those traditions and those values of the art of music, of the fine art of music. Well, because that's what's missing. The going to school, the studying, the preparation, the doing all that extra, like I heard you say earlier, like I'm sewing dresses now. Because I can't get a gown delivered to me. So, you know, that's all a part of the artistry. Creating, building, reacting, accommodating, being flexible. You're doing a great job, the both of you.
Thank you. You know, Summer and I both have high embarrassment factors, and we won't do anything that we think is we're not going to show up as well as we can.
Very high embarrassment factors.
I would love to see that.
Coming out there for no foolishness.
Y'all got a bloopers? Y'all got some bloopers? Send me your bloopers.
Oh,
I want to see those. Those got to be hilarious.
Robin, they exist because, you know, the crazy part about our rise into the pandemic, I actually booked a foot reconstructive surgery, and I had another surgery before that. So going into the pandemic, my muscles were completely atrophied. So I'm sitting here like, I need to twerk and sing at the
same time. Wait. Now let's clarify. She booked the surgery on her foot. And then she booked New York a week later.
Yeah, I had like wound care going on.
Amazing surgery on her foot. And then she booked us for a gig a week later in New York. And we're going to New York in a van in a snowstorm with her with this. What? She's like, it'll be fine.
I'll prop you up on the dash.
That's
a dedication.
No one else, like, stopped me out that weekend. I was on my pain meds. I had to take motion sickness stuff because I'd be throwing up in the car. Like, so we still have to do the gigs. We still have to do this. And I couldn't even, like... I've got so many good bloopers, Robin. That's where I'm going, because after these surgeries, I swore I was just going to pop up and be like, everything's fine. Nope. I can tag you on. What is your social media name again? I've got a good one for you.
You can find me at Robin Lynn Maben or at Vibes Live Radio. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Robin.
You know what? We're connected in Instagram.
Robin Lynn Radio.
Rise Radio or Robin.
Vibes Live Radio, VIBESLIVE Radio. And then Robin Lynn Maben. I'll send you a message in Instagram really quick.
Okay.
Yeah, send me one, and I'm going to send you this reel I made of me tipping over during – I was literally – video game the song you guys played. I was in the middle of shooting that, and I'm just posing, and my back just spasmed, and I just tipped over.
Tip me over and pour me out.
I had so many mid-30s things happen to me during this pandemic. Like, it's so crazy because I just kept thinking, oh, I just had surgery. It'll be fine. When I was a gymnast, I would, like, break my foot, and then they tape it up, and I keep competing because that's how crazy I was. So I thought now, you know, 15 years later, it's fine. I'll just get up. It's nope.
Don't feel bad.
It's taken this long to recover. So I've got tons of bloopers, Robin. I'm always falling all over the place.
I just sent you a message.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I'm checking my messages. And if you guys want to follow me on Instagram to see what she's talking about. Oh, there she is. I see you. Yeah, so if you guys want to follow me. Oh, you're so pretty.
Thank you.
Follow me on It's the Summer. I'm about to show. Yeah. Bill really likes your hair. I know Bill likes his hair. He said, "Ooh, yeah." Okay, so
Bill.
This is a blooper from Video Game that I'm sending you. You're going to be laughing.
Okay.
I was spelling your name with a Y. Okay, I just sent it to you.
Okay, I got it.
Literally,
while they watch the bloopers, we're going to go to a quick commercial and we'll be right back here on the Traffic Jam, y'all.
Yo, this is your boy Scoop Beats, just letting you know that we have those beats for sale for lease online right now at airbit.com/SCOOTBEATZ. And that's airbit.com/Scoop Beats. Also on beatstars.com/SCOOTBEATZ. That's beatstars/Scoop Beats. Now, if you want to get those exclusives, please text 405-355-8558. And for studio time, recording, mixing, and mastering, go to facebook.com/Scoop Beats Music Group. That's facebook.com/Scoop Beats Music Group. Y'all have a blessing.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tasks. And when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, this is the Traffic Jam. Welcome back on Hilltop Radio Show. We got Mr. Bill Moore and Summer Dennis here live with us, along with Robin Lynn Maven, and Doc Honeycutt is on the road, as she always do. She is in them damn streets. We want to welcome everybody that's tuned in. Everybody is on board, and we're watching the globe go around. Waco, Texas is tuned in, and Marietta, Georgia is tuned in.
Hi,
thank
everybody.
Thank you guys for being a part of this Traffic Jam. Go ahead, Robin, you were saying something?
Oh, I was responding to the first commercial. I want to get my records mixed in my mama's name.
Hey,
funny.
Hey. Lord have mercy. Summer Dennis, any shout outs?
In my house. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was saying, Robin, did you see me falling in my house? Like, I always have. So I have cameras in my house, and in the house camera, I always catch myself crashing for no reason. The one that says "Brokeback Summer."
It's
so confident.
I sent it to you. I sent it to you, Sean. I have to look at that one. Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. She just falls right up. Okay, there's the one in the head. Oh, my God. Oh, there you are. With you.
Hey, Bill, look like you're probably going to have to sign a disclaimer with her.
Okay. Oh, Lord have mercy.
You just made it rip, DJ.
Like, that turn I was doing when I fell, that's like a very, very difficult turn.
I'm sorry. Broke back summer.
Oh, crazy.
She's spinning around, and I'm going to send it to you, Sean, so you can see it too.
Man, I be hitting these hardwood floors so hard. Like, and I'm always like, no big deal. And then the next day I can't walk. He'll come over and he'll be like, time to rehearse. I'm like, I'm dying.
Wow. You guys, we got the one and only Summer Dennis is in the house. Summer Dennis, where can people go and purchase your music or follow you or want to become a fan or subscribe to your website? How can they do that?
I got all the information. So my YouTube channel is called Summer Dennis Official. We've got all of the pandemic shenanigans on there. And we've got two new videos we just released for Ass Off the Wall that you guys just heard. And The Morning. So both of those videos are on YouTube right now. And then also you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you can stream music. Just look for Summer Dennis. You can find me. And then Instagram and all that is at It's the Summer. And then my website is summerdennis.com, which has links to all of this stuff. So I would just love to connect with everybody out there. Thank you for listening. Like, just leave me messages on my social media. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you're thinking about the music. We really love to entertain our fans. So if you want to hear something, if you're going to hear Summer Dennis do something new or something old, whatever, send me a request. Like, it's really... We get a lot of our inspiration from our fans.
Have you thought about acting?
You know,
I'm watching some of this The Morning, and you're just crazy.
Part of my childhood was me doing like music theater. She used to put me in all the church plays. So I would be like 5 years old, singing, dancing, and learning like 2 hour scripts, them church plays you go last forever. Like, I was Daniel in the Lion's Den, I was Angel Gabriel. I was always acting in these church roles because my mom's just like, look at my little smart daughter singing and acting all together. So, I mean, it was a part of my childhood. And when we started doing videos, we had these topics, and we're like, oh, how do we get this off the best? And then they'll be like, you need to cry. This is sad. So I'm like, okay, time to cry. But I don't know. Like, it's just happening. I don't know.
You're so dramatic. In a good way.
She makes the videos more into little movies, which I think is amazing that she does. I try to stay in the background, but she makes them little movies.
I see you trying to stay in the back, but you're kind of tall, so that has to be kind of hard. Kind of cute too.
They won't let me stay back there. Thank you, Rob.
I mean, Bill is hot though. He's like 6'8". Like, he has modeled. So we took him to DC Fashion Week, and everybody was like, oh, my God, what agency do you model for? Can I put
him on runway? Putting his ass to work.
And then he's always trying to hide. I'm like, you better get your fine self out front, sir. We need these women buying the music.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We need to think about that. Now, watch this, Bill, baby. What I want you to do is I want you to go on down there and check your groove thing at that strip club and don't come home until they've been lays have tossed you about $5,000 to $10,000. Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
As a starving musician, that might be better business.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, these women, there was one time I was
only
walking somewhere. I was walking somewhere.
Only fans.
This woman moved me to the side. Mom, how are you? I was like, move me away from him to come talk. Like, these chicks don't care. Like, they love him. Like, I'm like, get on out there, sweetie. Come on, make that money.
Oh, that's what I'm like, too, man. We're going to put him to work. We're going to capitalize on that. I'm like, no, we need to rethink some things over here.
Believe me, Summer Dennis got me working hard.
No, he got his little pandemic goatee, and he has been brand new ever since. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, swatting them off of him like flies and stuff. It's crazy.
Wow. That's all right. I'm the one that's riding in the front seat of the car that Bill's in.
Okay. We'll be driving, Rob.
Y'all driving. All right, you guys. This is Summer Dennis and Mr. Bill Moore. We want to thank you guys for being a part of the traffic jam. And, you know, Summer, where can they find the two songs off Ass Off the Wall and Mourning At, if they want to go and look at it real quick?
So right now the songs are on YouTube, and we're going to be getting our distribution notification very soon. So you can preview the songs on YouTube. Both the videos are up, and pretty shortly the songs will be available for streaming. And these two songs are going to be on our new project. So if they like these two, they can look forward to a new project coming in the summer. And we're also releasing brand new music on Monday. The song is called Slave. And, you know, it's Black History Month, so I'm theming Black History. But the song starting with called Slave. The visuals are crazy. Bill wrote this song, and the music is absolutely insane. You guys are going to love it. I hope you enjoy it. I just hope, you know, everybody is looking forward to our new project.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Yeah,
I see. At the end of the video, you're an advocate for transgender. I see that, and I applaud you for you know, their lives matter too. And it's been a for a minute there, and in the DMV area, has been a lot of murders and a lot of these transgender people getting, you know, beat up and, you know, by these crazy nonsense people that, you know, pretty much don't have nothing better else to do. And I see that you're part of that movement, Summer, and keep doing what you're doing. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. It's all about education and just getting to know people and lifting up Black people of all kinds. You know, all the Black people are important, trans Black people, weird rock and roll Black girls like me, you know, all of us are important, and it's important to shine a light on every single issue, even if it doesn't directly affect you. So, so that community, I just really wanted to hold them up, because when I researched, they're really getting killed so much, and building under the connection
Someone did the whole video and showed it to me. At first, I was like, you put our song on a murder video? Murder video? And then she sort of brought it to me, and it was a great idea, and she stuck by it. You know,
that's,
you know, what I really like about Summer is, you know, she take a position and stand by it. It's a good thing. Being true to yourself.
That's right.
So the both of you, we have television too, and we've got a really strong presence in Roku and Amazon Fire and Apple, as well as all the, just we're everywhere. So Can we feature your music videos as well as your other visual content on our television stations?
Absolutely.
Please?
Yes. You know, this we'll have you in touch with Tammy. We are so all about that. We appreciate that so much. That's definitely an opportunity for us. I appreciate you thinking about that for us. We can definitely make that move. I'm very excited about that.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yes,
thing. Thank you.
Yeah.
One more time. Summer, where can people follow you guys at again one more time?
No problem. You can find me on YouTube, Summer Dennis Official, Instagram and Facebook at It's the Summer. You know, you can look me up on every streaming application, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, Summer Dennis. You just Google me there. And my website is summerdennis.com. So I'm looking forward to meeting all of you guys that are listening. As soon as we can get some live music, we are definitely coming down to North Carolina ASAP. I love it down there. So,
right.
I mean, you know, we're really excited to connect with you guys. We love your show. We love y'all. We're so appreciative for everything. We really, really are.
All right. We appreciate you guys. Bill, nice meeting you. Hope to meet you guys soon, real soon when
great
I come back
you.
Home to the DMV myself.
Robert.
DJ, and
thank you all.
Yes, sir.
All
right.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Love you as well. You guys be safe. And until we hear from you guys again, Happy New Year again. We love you. And we'll have you back soon.
Thank you.
Holla. Happy New Year.
All right, y'all. This is a traffic jam. We'll be right back.
Grateful the Lord have your soul. And then the morning came, light filled the road, and you were gone. But I still hear your melodies, and the morning came, light filled the road, and you were gone. But your song goes on. Touching it.
right, this is the Traffic Jam. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody for being a part of one of the hottest shows here on streaming radio. I want to thank Robin Lynn for being a part of the show, Doc Honeycutt. Make sure you're safe out there. Make sure you guys tune back in at 9 o'clock here tonight. Got one of the hottest artists from Connecticut, Celine, and a star-studded group of individuals will be tuned with us tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Anything you want to say real quick, Robin Lynn?
Man, I just had a good time today. Thanks for having me, Sean.
All right, all right. Doc Honeycutt, out there in them streets.
I'm out here in these streets, literally, y'all. I'll talk to y'all at 9 o'clock tonight. Look forward to it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you guys be blessed. Don't forget to leave, Eddie Eubanks, Burbanks, and you guys' prayers, Summer. Faith Walker's husband and family. Make sure you guys keep them. And you guys' prayer. We'll see you guys at 9 o'clock. We love you. Peace. Soul. And we out of here.
From 5 to 7, it's about to go down. We're with DJ Sean in the Hilltop Crew tonight. He's playing new music, and you can't stop moving. So let the music.